CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
This is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and this is Long White Beard.
Llevo mi sombrero. Ajá. Llevo mi sombrero. Llevo mi sombrero, siempre mi fiel compañero. Llevo mi sombrero. Llevo mi sombrero. Llevo mi sombrero. Todos saben que lo quiero. Llevo mi sombrero, siempre mi fiel compañero. Llevo mi sombrero, todos saben que te quiero.
Music there from Amanda Grace, I Dreamt About Trees, from the album Trains, Cars, and a Trip to Mars. Sonny De Los Santos did Sombrero. Started off with They Might Be Giants featuring Robin Goldwasser, Long White Beard, here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Any music for any kids? I'm Bill Childs over there.
It's Liam. Hello.
Hello, Liam.
Hi, Dad.
We just heard about Amanda Grace dreaming about trains. What's something you've dreamed about lately?
I dreamed about dinosaurs. They were chasing me around inside a house, and there was a bunch of like little secret tunnels and little hidey holes and stuff inside the house.
Was that fun or scary?
A low column A, low column B.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs small enough to fit into a house.
I guess so.
I realize that, like, forcing logic onto a dream can be a little bit tricky.
I think it was too big. It was stuck outside the house, but I was like running around
trying to get in.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool. So it is Indie Music for Indie Kids. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9 Music, here out of, I believe, Los Angeles. It's Little Coyotes, Looking Out My Window. Music there from Elizabeth Street, a band, I think they were out of Connecticut. They put out one album and kind of disappeared, but it was a really fun album. It's called Different. I think they came up to Northampton when we were doing the show there and did an in-studio, maybe.
Cool.
It's a little bit fuzzy. I no longer have the in-studio if they did, in fact, do that. Little Coyotes before that from their album Songs to Howl and Sing. And it is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. That song was called Counting Fireflies. And while I was playing, my radio pal over here said one and pointed to yourself. Why did you point to yourself?
In a lot of circumstances, like when I'm, especially if I'm doing nature education stuff, I'll go by Firefly, like as my name. So.
And why'd you choose that name?
I got it because my friend Chickadee suggested the name for me because I really enjoy fire.
That's true. And Chickadee, somebody you knew from Wildwood Camp,
yeah.
Out in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking today, possibly going back out to Wildwood. We're not going to promise that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe out there again this summer, those of you listening on 93.9 The River in New England. Well, we just heard that song about fireflies. Let's hear another one. This is Owl City.
When the sun, she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their lay land.
and to ride for the life of a country kid, and to ramble in the new mown hay. In the spring we sow, in the harvest mow, and that's how the seasons around they go. But of all the times, if I choose I may, it's to ramble in the new mown hay. Oh, I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their daily, and hurrah for the life of the country kid, and to ramble in the new mown hay. In the winter when the sky is gray, we edge and itch our lives away. In the summer when the sun shines, small birds singing merrily upon their layland, and to ride for the life of a country kid, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
Recorded in the Spare the Rock studios, that is Elizabeth Mitchell, along with Daniel, singing Winter's Come and Gone. Elizabeth and Daniel and their daughter Story, who is in the studio as well, out on tour right now. Ida is back on the road with Tsunami, and Story singing some of her own songs now. If you see them nearby, you should go see them.
Yeah.
The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. I'm Bill, over there.
It's Liam. Hello there.
Hello, Liam. And we're at a point in the show when we need help from the folks at home. Liam, can you explain to them what we need?
I sure can. So my dad's going to ask us if we have a question. We're all going to say yes, because we will. And then he's going to ask us what that question is. Then we're all going to yell as loudly as we can, are you prepared to rock?
It's got to be very loud.
Really, really loud.
Because,
like, we've got way loud.
We're in a basically a bunker of a studio.
Pretty much.
We're
underground.
I put up more soundproofing.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
To make it so that you have to be louder. Okay. So, Liam and everybody at home, do you have a question for me?
Yep.
Excellent. What is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am, in fact, prepared to rock with first advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock. Don't spare the rock. This is a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock. Don't spare the rock.
Music here from a band called Marty, I'm Afraid, who apparently did not realize they were writing and recording a children's song because it had a swear in it that I had to edit out. Oh. But this is 100% a kid's song. It's called My Best Friend's the Axolotl.
Friends.
optimistic, neotenic, I'll get specific. Amphibious, underwater, scientists study his sons and daughters. A special salamander, popular, kind of like Black Panther. But he's not from Wakanda, Lake Achimoco, he is Fonda. Critically endangered, he's so special. Attach a head to another...